I thought we had a pretty good practice. The guys will get their bodies and minds right now, and we'll move forward to play the Eagles on Sunday. So with that, I'll open it up.
So it's not looking good for Landon?
He didn't go today, but we got a little bit of work out of him yesterday. I mean, he's a tough guy, so you know him. He wants to play. We'll see what happens when we get to Sunday. Because tomorrow is just a jog through, so a watch.
How short are you at that position? I mean, that's...
Yeah, we may have to do something. We'll get it figured out. We'll get it figured out.
That's
great. You guys don't have any other questions?
I got one. Not necessarily with your team, but in general, to get athletes in this day and age to buy in with a me-first team mentality, what are some of the most important avenues to get to that point as a coach and as an organization?
I think what you're asking is the makeup of the younger individuals today.
Yeah, but I'm using the word millennial, you know.
Okay. I think I knew you were going on that. It is all about buy-in. In this business, I think what you're talking about really helps when you have veterans on your team that can talk about how it's done, and preferably somebody that's a veteran that has been on whether it's a championship team or something, we have a lot of success, and they can feed to the young guys that this is how you do or don't things and don't do things. I think more than anything, when a young player can get it from another player, I think that's valuable.
It has to be done self within the clubhouse, pretty much. It's almost out of the hands of a coach or something like that.
I think coaches are mentors and good examples. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to when I was 22 and 23 years old, a long time ago. But I think a peer that I thought maybe went through the same thing. Nobody ever listened to their mom and dad, right? I was bad that way too. But if there was I do remember older guys that were either in the same or the next class up, you know, respecting them and looking up to them, and certainly if they said something, it would mean a lot. So I think there's a lot of that. I think that's helpful.
We always ask about how much JPP and OV play. I mean, is there any more motivation to maybe rest them a little bit, let the young guys play a little more?
Yeah, we're going to try to do that. We'll try to get that done.
Second consecutive week with a Friday practice. How do you think the guys are responding?
Good. I mean, I think it's a little different for them. But the feedback has been good. I'd like the result on Sunday to say, hey, that's because of that. But that doesn't always happen. I think the guys are prepared well. Today, the execution was good. The work was good. I'm always looking for little things like drop balls. I think we only had one. We didn't have any offset. You know, guys didn't have pre-snap penalties. I think that's important on a Friday. And then tomorrow we'll just polish it up a little bit, and hopefully we'll be ready to go.
Have you made a decision on Romeo for this week?
We probably won't do anything, transaction-wise this week, but obviously next week we'll have to do something.
Why not? Where's he at?
He's fine. We just don't. I mean, right now, if we did it, doing my numbers in my head now, he might be deactivated because he's not up and ready. So the other guys right now haven't gotten all the reps underneath the belt. You know, it's been a long time since Romeo's been out there. So we'll see where we go next week. Everybody was waiting to see who was going to ask me that question.
He kind of denied, meaning, you know, Landon said he talked to him, he didn't. Yeah. Do you feel the need to get involved in
that?
No,
I really
don't.
How
do you handle that as a coach?
I really don't. Look, we're family. There's going to be disagreements in families and grown men. I'm banking on it'll all get worked out.
Spags, have you seen Landon grow as a leader?
Yeah, I have, truly. I want to say, Kim, it might have been back in training camp. I saw signs of that, and I went over and told him. I think it's really good when a young guy grows in whatever area, that we give them feedback and say, and so that they understand that we recognize that they've made. Anytime I've ever done that, I've found that they then make another leap. But Landon's not a rah-rah vocal guy. I mean, I think more than anything, Landon leads with how hard he works, how much he loves the game of football. He truly does. He loves the game of football, wants to be around it, wants to do anything involved with it, and I respect that. And I think the other players recognize that, and then a lot of respect comes with that.
I would argue that long-term for this franchise, Landon Collins emerging as a leader and potential captain is what probably needs to happen. Would you see that part of it?
Sure. I mean, down the road. I mean, I think we got a pretty good defensive captain right now.
No, I understand. I'm saying this is who he needs.
I'm with you. Yeah, he has that kind of makeup. And certainly, you know, if your best leaders are also your hardest workers in this game of football, that tends to permeate throughout the whole team and makes everybody's level go up. He's one of those.
Sorry, we kind of got Eli Apple updates daily. Are you able to say if he'll be active?
We'll see where the roster goes right now. I tell you, you know, all the names of the guys, like you asked about Romeo, I'm kind of doing the numbers of the 46, and it's flowing, but we'll figure it out by Sunday. And I certainly wouldn't want to say anything now when I'm for the opposition.
Spags, in terms of Collins, obviously it's that leadership and that toughness that makes him want to play through the injury on Sunday.
Yeah.
So when you talk to him and say, look, medically it's not a good idea, how much of a dilemma is that for you, knowing that it really does hurt him?
Because
not
we
to
want
play.
Him to play, and I know what he's like, and yeah, I get it. I think first you have to be concerned about the health of the player, and I'll talk to Landon about that when I know more from Ronnie and exactly what status he's at. I don't want him to re-injure himself. I don't want to put himself in a situation where it might be harmful going forward. Mm-hmm. So if we have to, if we get to that point, I'll certainly explain it to him that way.